The Europeans, therefore, did not see African societies as civilizations full of adults with their own complex traditions. Instead, because of European ignorance of African customs, the African societies were labeled as simple or quote-unquote savage. The Europeans ignored these societies as anything worth respect or serious study, outside of a glimpse into more quote-unquote primitive history of earlier stages in the development of their own civilization. The fact that the Europeans of the 19th century ignored the hundreds of pre-existing African societies does not mean that we are entitled to do the same, even in our reductionist course. I'll be the first to admit that this course has been relying on an oversimplification of Western societies. I'll also be the first to admit that most of us are on the outside of Native African culture. We therefore need to take a closer look at these Native societies. Only in this way can we realize the suddenness of the change to Western culture and its continuing effects on the continent of Africa today. Therefore, with the aid of another text written in English by a Native African, we will see how, quote-unquote, things fall apart.